Reece, sometimes when somebody scores two goals, you end up on the winning side. But unfortunately, it didn't happen that way tonight.
No, and I think everyone's disappointed because, like last week against Tamworth and this week, I thought we played really, really well. You know, I am. For me, I thought defensively we was brilliant. Yeah, we've conceded three goals, one from a penalty, two from crosses, but if you take, and I know it's hard to say, and if you take them out, defensively we look brilliant. We look so solid. In midfield we worked, you know, we worked tirelessly in there. We played some good football. We was a lot more, I thought, a lot more direct in the second half as opposed to the first. Like I say, we're all just bitterly disappointed, and look, we just need that one win. We need that little bit of luck, you know, and then seasons turn around from that.
You took your penalty nice and coolly there to beat that keeper.
Yeah, and it was quite funny because I've played with Bells, the Harrogate keeper, quite a lot, and he knows that that's my side. So I thought it was almost like kidology. You have to second guess him really, and I knew he was going to go there. That's why I sort of delayed and pulled it down the middle. But I'm quite confident taking penalties at the minute. I've touched wood, I ain't missed one. So,
for your second goal, is that the style we can expect from you now, to charge through, hold off a defender or two?
And I think I was getting a little bit frustrated at the start. Look, I'm getting to know these lads. I'm getting to know the way that we play. I've only trained once so far, but you know, I like to play on the shoulder, and I like to run in behind. I like to get at people. I said that in the interview last week with yourself. You know, it was just one of them. Ball went in behind, and I just, you know, just used my strength to get away from the lad, you know, and finished it well. So,
you were denied another chance, though. I mean, the referee gave a goal kick, but it seemed to me from the angle I was at that somebody managed to get the toe to the ball just after you played it from that rebound.
He said that I missed, and look, I've hit it with my side foot, and the lads deflected it wide. Look, I didn't feel much of that referee today, but look, you know, you're gonna get decisions go against you. I thought he gave them a lot of, you know, 50-50 fouls, and he didn't let the game flow. But you come to expect that from referees in this league. But that, you know, that decision baffled me. Like, me and the defender had a bit of a joke about it after. You know, if I had shanked it, then you would have seen me not complaining. But I don't know how we missed it. But look, you know, we go again. It's the biggest cliche, but we've got to go again, pick ourselves up. Lads are gutted down there, but they recognise that we've played well. You know, we've got some tough games coming up now, so we've got a break next week to get all the lads together. So, like I say, everyone's together down there anyway. My first impressions, and you know, everyone's still in it. No one's letting the heads drop, and that's the main thing.
Great crowd, wasn't it? Just over 1,000 for a Friday night, freezing cold.
Yeah, brilliant. And that was one of the draws that, you know, that brought me up here. I remember playing at the old arena, and they still had like 2,500 there. And I actually just said it downstairs. The one thing that I hated coming here was the crowd and how aggressive the lads were in previous games that I've played against them. And, you know, coupled with that and the crowd getting on your side, you know, we're one win away from going on a good run. I believe that. Everyone else believes it. And I'd like to say to the fans, just stick with us, be patient, which they've shown a lot of patience. You know, we've hit a bit of a bad patch at the minute, but like any team, you know, they come through the other side, and we certainly will.